Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton has easily won the Democratic presidential primary in the state of South Carolina, improving her status as the frontrunner ahead of Bernie Sanders. Clinton spoke to supporters in Columbia, South Carolina.
We've now gone through four early states, and I want to congratulate Senator Sanders on running a great race. And tomorrow, this campaign goes national.
Sanders was in the state of Minnesota late Saturday. He congratulated Clinton on her win in South Carolina, and then he said his campaign is more than just about getting elected president.
It is about transforming America. It is about thinking big and the kind of country we want to become.
For the Republicans, frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest rivals Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz spent the day Saturday campaigning ahead of the so-called Super Tuesday elections, when about half of the delegates needed to win the nomination for president are up for grabs. A suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces that happened near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12, wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military advisors to the region. This is VOA News. The Syrian ceasefire has brought relative calm to much of that country for the first time in years, but there have been some incidents of violence. The ceasefire was brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
Fire also said the ceasefire truce does not apply to the terrorist groups, the Islamic State, that is, and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate major gains for reformists and moderates who favor engagement with the West. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the work of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and could choose his replacement. At a town hall meeting in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded that his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site.
You know, this is always a work in progress. I'm not going to claim up here today that we're perfect. We're definitely not. You know, our system relies on people in the community being able to reach out and tell us what they think is offensive. And then we staff teams of people, hundreds of people around the world, to be able to go look into those claims and follow the guidelines to take down the content that we feel is hate speech according to those policies.
German authorities are concerned about racist abuse posted on Facebook and other social media networks as the country deals with raised tensions and outbreaks of violence against record numbers of migrants arriving in the country. They have pressed social media sites for months to crack down on hate speech. Finance officials of the world's 20 biggest economies meeting in Shanghai promised Saturday to use all policy tools available to them to promote global growth and avoid competitive devaluations of their currencies and to boost exports. A statement out of that two-day conference said that growth should continue at a moderate pace in advanced economies and remain strong in developing countries. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.